Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imc.org, for October 22nd to the 28th, 2016. This week, a Palestinian man dies, his wife critically injured by settlers' attack in the West Bank. Meanwhile, Palestinian leaders meet as part of ongoing efforts to achieve unity. These stories and more coming up, stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. Two residents were injured on Friday. Scores others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation fired by Israeli troops who attacked anti-wall and settlement protests organized in the West Bank villages. IMMC's Majd Badjali with the details.
This week, anti-wall and settlements protests were organized in the central West Bank villages of Belayin, Nanin, and the Nabi Saleh. In addition, protests took place in the villages of Burkadum in northern West Bank and Beit Ummar in southern West Bank. Israeli soldiers used live rounds, tear gas, and rubber-coated steel bullets against the unarmed protesters. Two residents were injured by rubber-coated steel bullets, and many others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation when troops attacked a non-violent protest organized by the villagers of Beit Ummar. Protesters marched up to the checkpoint at the entrance of the village when soldiers attacked them. Meanwhile, scores of protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli soldiers attacked the weekly protests organized in Kfar Kadum village. Troops also fired tear gas into residents' homes after invading the village. In Belayin and Na'lin, protesters managed to reach the Israeli wall. Meanwhile, in Nabi Saleh village, Israeli troops fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets at the villagers as soon as they reached the village entrance. For IMMC News, this is Majd Badjali.
This week, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas meets with Hamas representatives in the Qatari capital Doha during efforts to achieving Palestinian unity. IMMC's Ramil Maghari has more.
President Mahmoud Abbas met this week with Hamas's representatives in the Qatari capital of Doha. The meeting comes in the backdrop of Hamas Fatah's long-time crisis, as both parties insist on each demands. Who is also the leader of Fatah, emphasized on the need for reconciliation among Palestinians. Hamas leaders, including Khalid Mashal and Ismail Haniyeh, also asserted on reconciliation as a way out of current impasse following failure of several conciliation deals. In the meantime, Israel declared that it would take a number of measures in the West Bank, including permission for Palestinians to build homes in areas dubbed as C, which fall under full Israeli jurisdiction, according to the 1993's peace accords between Israel and Palestinians. In other news, UNESCO has passed a new draft resolution condemning what Israel describes Temple Mount in reference to the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound of the occupied East Jerusalem. Such a resolution followed a previous UNESCO ruling that denies any linkage between Jews and the Al-Aqsa Mosque or East Jerusalem. For IMMC News, I am Rania Mirari in Gaza.
This week, Palestinian man dies after being hit by a settler car in the West Bank. His wife still in critical condition. In the meantime, in Gaza this week, Israeli Navy attack fishermen and farmers. IMMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
Palestinian medical sources have reported Wednesday that a Palestinian man died of wounds he suffered Tuesday when a speeding Israeli settler's car struck his horse-drawn cart in the northern West Bank district of Karkilia, causing very serious injuries. The sources stated that Mohammed Daoud, 61, died from his serious wounds on Wednesday evening, and his wife is still receiving treatment for her moderate to severe wounds at the Darwish Nazal Hospital in Qalqilia. Local Palestinian news sources say that extremist Israeli colonists illegally living in the occupied West Bank have carried out 88 attacks against the Palestinians and their properties since the beginning of this year, while in 2015 they carried out at least 221 attacks. Also this week, Israeli forces conducted at least 66 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and in occupied Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped more than 57 Palestinian civilians, including 15 children. This week in Gaza, the Israeli Air Force fired on Monday morning at least one missile into a site run by Al-Qassam Brigades, the arming of Hamas, east of Beit Hanun in the northern part of the Gaza Strip, after a shell was reportedly fired from Gaza. The Israeli bombardment of the Hamas-run facility caused property damage. Moreover, Israeli Navy ships fired many live rounds at Palestinian fishing boats close to the coast of the northern part of the coastal enclave. Damage was reported, but no injuries. This attack comes just one day after the Israeli authorities have decided Tuesday to expand the fishing zone allotted for Palestinian fishers in the besieged Gaza Strip to 9 nautical miles instead of 6 during the fishing season. The expansion is still falls short of the 20 nautical miles set in the 1991 Oslo Agreement. Also this week, three Palestinians sustained moderate injuries on Friday during clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli troops at the eastern borders of the Gaza Strip. For IMEMC News, this is Hassan Bandura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for October 22nd to the 28th, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Georgia Shmawi and me, Iman Abdrabo Bannoura.